Hello and welcome to, God, what day of the week is it? I'm losing the will to no days of the week. Thursday. I should be more together than you, Neil Atkinson and Mo Stewart, who have survived Glastonbury. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
No,
you haven't survived.
That's how you pronounce it if you're American.
You both see well.
Glastonbury.
Oh, you haven't? No, it's not how you pronounce it. I'm joking. You both seem quite chipper.
Yes.
You've come up smiling Thursday. That's good.
Indeed.
Did you get any transfer rumours while you were there? Because, I mean, I believe the great and the good were there from the world of sport and dance.
I didn't get any transfer rumours, but I had a couple of people asking me what I thought about Arne Slot, and they had worried looks on their faces. They were, like, looking to me to say, tell me something good, please make me feel better. And I was like, mate, oh, we're in a field.
And you said, the drugs don't work. They just make it worse.
I'm like, excuse me, I just need to do this little mix here, and I'll be right back with you.
Neil Docking chuckling away at Mo in the background. So we're all set. What should we talk about, boys? I think while you were away, we did an Anthony Gordon special, and it was special. That's so special, in fact, that I'm going to reprise it.
It's not what actually a day Saturday was, by the way. What a day.
I knew when that news broke on Friday and it seeped into Saturday that I was setting myself up for a weekend of pain. A weekend of, like, shit faux transfer window pain. So it transpired.
I was at a wedding and I went from being a very sociable man to a man who had his head glued to his phone for, like, a good 3 or 4 hours of the wedding. Just quick little... I just couldn't help myself just refreshing, endlessly refreshing on Twitter, just hoping for an update.
I had Caicedo PTSD. You know, waking up in the middle of the night thinking, no, Neil, better phone him. What's happened? Who? Where am I? I could have been Neil in Glastonbury at 4 a.m. doing an Anthony Gordon special with me over Zoom. Wouldn't have been a thing that either of us, I think, needed at that point in our lives. And it didn't have to happen, mercifully. But it might one day soon. I'm going to do some of the updates I've been seeing. Newcastle have been talking, and the local media have been communicating their thoughts. Let me just see what I came through new this morning. It said, there were conversations with Liverpool about Gordon, whose agent was pushing hard for him to get the move right up until the deadline. The player had wanted it to go through and been talking about it to teammates while on England duty. Liverpool, though, were lukewarm in their interest, failed to make a bid, and the numbers talked about were so low they could not have made a meaningful contribution to the PSR deficit. Well. We talked on the Anthony Gordon special, Mo, about how Newcastle were trying to control the narrative after the event, having clearly unsettled their own player. And so it goes on.
Indeed. And I can see why they want to do that. This is a very much a PR exercise in terms of appeasing the rest of their fan bases. But everyone would have known that they were in a position where they needed to sell some players. So the fact that they were trying to act like, oh, this was Liverpool coming to us with an idea, we had nothing to do with it, we didn't want to sell them, we never wanted to sell them. Come on, guys.